Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Playing my song. Good to hear it again. Ah, Daddy's back. Although I missed on Ray driving the show. I mean, how was that? Ray, you can't play dumb about knowing the clock anymore. You ran the whole show while I was gone. Congratulations. What a step for you.
Who the hell are you?
How are you?
I'm here.
Good to see you. Did you miss me?
I don't miss me. So... you have a high bar to clear.
I'm going to take that as a yes. Great to see you again,
that's
honey.
That's fine. Yeah, go with that.
While I've been gone, there is some interesting stuff to get to, but I don't know if my streak of like major breaking news continues here. I mean, I think the only thing, because player performance is really not breaking news. You know, player's going to perform every night there's a game. So what is the biggest piece of news? Well, we knew that the pitching clock was coming, and that's debuted in spring. Mixed reviews, interesting stuff going on there. Klay Thompson's been catching fire. Brock Purdy delaying surgery, Ray, is maybe the biggest qualifier for breaking news while I was gone, and I think that happened the day that I left.
Probably, if you're looking for it, it's probably LeBron basically being out for the rest of the regular season.
Dunzo for the year?
They've said they're going to reevaluate in 3 weeks. And what's in 3 weeks? Pretty much the end of the season.
Yeah. And that's why the next 48 hours of basketball are probably the highest leverage 48 hours of basketball for the Warriors in their entire season. Have they turned a corner? Well, you know, tonight's one of those show us that you've turned a little bit of a corner before you turn the corner that brings you back to Steph Curry. And hopefully soon for them, Ray. Andrew Wiggins, what is going on with Andrew Wiggins? It's to the point where I'm not worried about his basketball future as much as I'm officially worried about his family. I mean, something, someone in the house of Wiggins is obviously, it ain't normal right now. So I hope that everything is okay for whatever is going wrong. It's already kept him away from the team for quite a while, and it appears that indefinite is going to be the number that's attached to this. You don't normally hear an indefinite absence for personal reasons.
No, it sounds like it's going to last a while. And beyond that, I don't think anybody has anything to speculate on, because the Warriors have, quite rightly, given these circumstances, been mum about it. Because if it's a family reason, it's really nobody's business unless the player wants to make it that.
Again, my concern isn't curiosity. It's just like genuine concern. I mean, Andrew Wiggins has become a trusted agent for the Golden State Warriors. They sure could use him, but obviously his family needs him right now, and that's a scary thing. By the way, another scary thing is flying back from Mexico with a screaming 1.5-year-old for 4 of the 6 hours. It was a long flight home, Ray.
Was it your 1.5-year-old?
It was. I'm not saying that we're considering adoption, but good God, it was a long day yesterday, a very long day.
That's why they have liquor on the plane, my friend.
Yeah, tiny bottles weren't enough. It was a long day. You were spared my reaction on Monday for Indiana beating Purdue and West Lafayette, so you all didn't have to suffer through that. I was dancing on a beach wearing candy stripes in Mexico the night that that happened. And look, all I can tell you is that wearing candy stripe pants, other than being in Bloomington or at a fish show, probably looks weird. No one even looked at me twice. No, it just didn't even ping on anybody's radar. Candy stripes are normal. Let's see what else happened. Gavin Lux tore his ACL.
He was lucky that was all it was.
I'd be worried if he went to the Dodgers.
I don't know if you saw the injury.
I did not.
Basically, his knee went about three different ways at once.
Okay, so
the fact that it's only an ACL is surprising to me, because I would have thought that he would have three-banged the whole thing and gotten all three of them.
It's a shame that a young, promising career has to now, I don't know if we say begins like this, but he's at the beginning, the dawn of his career, and I would feel bad for him if he weren't a Dodger. all I can tell you is I would feel bad for the Dodgers, but I'm sure they have like five guys in their farm system who are already better than Gavin Lux. So, you know, don't worry about them. Aaron Rodgers, Ray, emerges from his dark room, sees his shadow, and promises to be annoying for six more weeks. Good for all of us.
I think we could have predicted that, though.
Yeah.
I mean, unless he never came out of the box, he was going to be annoying again. He has the gift.
Let's see. What else happened? Are you ready to go a little hockey?
I'm here if you are.
Patrick Kane, who is absolutely in the team photo for greatest Blackhawks player ever, gets traded to the New York Rangers. From the West Coast, we got Jonathan Quick, won two cups in the pipes for the Kings. He gets traded. These are major players on the move.
Timo Meier got moved by the Sharks.
Get out of here.
No. Okay, I will go out of here. See you later.
No, but Sarah, there are things happening.
No, tomorrow's the trade deadline.
Hockey is about to matter again. College basketball is going to matter again.
Conference tournaments have already started.
As I said, we have nothing short of some of the biggest basketball coming the way of the Warriors in the next 48 hours. And really, if you want to stretch it, and this isn't me trying to sell you something that's not there. This is not me creating an illusion of urgency. For the dynasty, March is about one of the biggest months this dynasty has ever faced. The Warriors have in front of them a slate of games in the month of March. Eight in particular coming up, their next eight on the schedule, that are about as important and star-powered and, like I was saying earlier, high-leverage poker for the Golden State Warriors. Beginning tonight, it's the back-to-back of the year, until we get to the next back-to-back, and there are at least one or two more coming, I think. Clippers in New Orleans. I mean, this is a dead heat with the Clippers right now for the 5 seed, and tonight's mission is simple, Ray. Keep the 5 seed. That's the mission for the Golden State Warriors tonight. Hook or crook, win the game, keep the 5 seed. Don't go backwards.
Well, more important than that, though, and I'm not trying to be the annoying contradictory guy.
Oh, no, here we are.
No.
You did miss me.
It is more important that they maintain what they've done the last two games specifically, but the last three games in general, which is defend.
Yeah.
Because that's the way they're going to be able to hold the 5 seed.
Keep cooking Klay Thompson as well.
Even if they win 135-134, that's a backslide. They've got it. They have to become, until Stephen Curry is back and fully, you know, back in operational mode, they've got to be able to shut teams down, which they haven't done most of the year. So that, to me, that's more compelling almost than the win, because they're going to be in this mess till the end of the year, because I don't know that anybody's going to pull out of this group.
Well, I agree with you conceptually. Having said all that, if the Warriors want to go ahead and win 176-175 tonight, they would prefer that.
That's a
over
cliche.
A well-defended loss. You know what I mean? Like, they need wins. Here it is. Welcome to March. You need to win. Every other detail is irrelevant. It's winning time. It is put it together and win, because if the Warriors are going to do anything that even resembles an attempt to defend this championship, I really believe missing the play-in tournament. Qualifying in the Western Conference top six is part and parcel to getting to where they want to be. I know that you talked to Steve Kerr yesterday. By the way, thanks to Whitey, thanks to Larry Kruger, thanks to Alan Stiles for filling in for yours truly while I was out on a little vacation. We will dip back into some of that sound that you guys got out of Steve Kerr. And it really is. This is the back-to-back of the year to date, as big of a 48 hours as the Warriors can possibly have in any 48-hour clip. And guess what? The Clippers, speaking of the Clip, are 0-3 since inserting Russell Westbrook into their starting five. He is one of the most talented team malignant presences the NBA's ever seen. Like, is he the best worst player or the worst best player? I don't even know what he is at this point. I'm not really sure why the Clippers did it. I'm not sure why Ty Lue thought to himself, yeah, we're going to start him. But he has taken that team out of rhythm.
Well, I don't know if he's taken them out of rhythm, because two of those three losses were in overtime, and one was the 176-175 game, in which you couldn't really blame him. I mean, they didn't lose because Russell Westbrook was there. I think the only game where he's been noticeably not good was probably the Minnesota game. But the Denver game, you know, that was a tough one, and I don't think he was, you know, specifically malignant there. But the Minnesota game did stand out. So, you know, them being 0-3, I guess I'm not surprised, because, you know, Sacramento's a bear now, and you were on that before anybody, so... And then the Denver game, you know, was at Denver, and they played their ass off. So they're 0-3, but it's not a terrible 0-3.
Yet there they are, tied with the Warriors for the five, and that game goes down tonight. This is a big, big game. The rest of the games, we're going to be breaking down the Warriors. Like, so we've started the countdown of important games. Several games ago, like tracking the last 35 games of the year, where are they in that record? These are the final 20 games of the year, and their next 8-game stretch is a monster that gets them halfway through March, and then the second half of the schedule in March. And we don't want to not be in the moment, so we're not going to look too far ahead, but March is a monster for the Golden State Warriors. We got an awful lot to get into. We got spring training underway. We got one of the biggest rule changes in sports history. We got Alex Cobb saying thumbs down, with really the rest of the baseball world saying thumbs up on this pitch clock. And we got a lot to get into today. We have one guest scheduled to join us, Law Murray, who is a beat writer for the Clippers. He's going to join us out there at 4:45. And it's good to have you here with us today. It's Damon and Ratto reunited, and it feels so good. We're brought to you by 5-Hour Energy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money. Now back to Damon and Ratto on 95.7 The Game.
Oh, and what do you know? You actually get the both of us for the first time. And would you have to survive 8 shows without me, right? 8 shows.
Fortunately, I had my heroin shipment delivered before you left.
Oh, good. Good. Good for everyone.
Yep. Worked for me.
Good for everyone. Damon and Ratto, we're streaming live on YouTube. You can go to YouTube.com right now /957TheGame. You can watch us live. You can see Ray's sweater, which has been dubbed Cosby sweater by some people who have been very nice welcoming us back here on the Otis Bird the Third text line. A lot of very nice welcome backs, Damon. Hopes it was a good vacation. Thank you. It is good to be back. I do miss you all. by the time vacation usually ends. And that means you have a good job. You want to get back to it. I'm very, very lucky. Let's see. Everyone is being very nice, except for Leslie Schrader, who says, go back on vacay, Damon, permanently. Well, I'm going to tell you something, Leslie, you probably heard probably a lot of times in your life. Shut up, Leslie. That's like one of the ultimate shut up names. Just shut up, Leslie. Is there a name easier to dismiss in the English language than Leslie? Shut up.
Oh, there are plenty of names that are easier.
But that's
to dismiss.
Dismissible as a name can
They're
possibly.
All dismissible if you say shut up correctly. But why you would read that is beyond me. Just gloss over it.
Just trying to go ahead and get back into the rhythm of the show. Love the audience, hate the audience. Love the audience, hate the audience. Love the co-host, hate the co-host. Love the producers, hate the producers. Love it all, hate it all. It's the yin and yang of sports talk radio.
See, you'd save a lot of time if you got rid of the love part.
Just, no, but then we'd be one note. And you can never be a good guitar player plucking one note.
Depends on how well you sustain.
Well, Ozzy, he sustained crying for the course of about 4 hours of a six-hour trip. No one will ever forget him.
Did he maintain the key?
Oh. I mean, Ray, it was sonic. It was sonic in its delivery.
Good.
We made no friends. No friends were made on the flight home.
Well, anybody who complains about a 1.5-year-old crying has to ask themselves a question. What parent would do that deliberately?
Thank you.
You know, I just, speaking of shut up, you got to complain about a kid who doesn't like to fly? Shut up.
Yeah, it was something else. It was a long, long trip home. But we're home, baby, and I'll tell you, you got a good job when you actually start missing it on a vacation. And you know you live in a hell of a town when you officially are like thrilled to get back from vacation just so you can be back in the Bay. It's good to be back. It's my favorite time of the year. March is officially here, baby.
Send it in, Jerome!
NCAA tournament not too far away, and would you like, may I offer you something that the NBA's regular season has lacked all year long to date? Consequences. There have been no regular season consequences really for anybody yet. Well, welcome to regular season consequences, because that's what is waiting for the Warriors. Not only in the remaining 20 games, but in what they've got here in just the back-to-back against the Clippers. They're in a dead heat for the 5-seed 4. And then you got a friskier than you thought they'd be without Zion New Orleans Pelicans team. And that is the least amount of star power that the Warriors are going to see in their next 8 games. Ray, would you like regular season consequences and star power? Because what the Warriors have in their next 8 games, it's, I don't want to get overly dramatic and say it's the entire year, but this is a massive fork in the road. A massive fork in the road for the Golden State Warriors in their 8-game stretch, because in this 8-game stretch, they hope to see Steph Curry reemerge. They would love to see, obviously, Andrew Wiggins rejoin the party. It's the Clippers, Pelicans, at the Lakers, at Oklahoma City, which is their only road win since the month of January. Then they're at the Grizzlies, who will officially be out for blood. Milwaukee's got the best winning percentage in the NBA. Then it's Phoenix. And by the way, Kevin Durant made his son's debut last night. We'll get into that in just a second. Then it's back to the Clippers, but down in Los Angeles. It's a big slate of games coming up.
Well, it's also the prelude to a 5-game road trip, which could undo everything. Because, as we've said over and over again, they don't do well away from home. And I think whatever they can do now to cushion themselves in case they're still not over that would be handy for them.
I want to live in the moment. I want to keep the show in the moment.
Okay. But there's still a 5-game road trip sitting on their chests.
No doubt about it. That's why March matters.
Because it matters for more teams than usual.
Well, sure,
because
does.
Like I said, 4 through 13... Every one of those games is something the Warrior fans should be paying attention to, not just the Warriors.
We have out-of-town scoreboard watching all over the NBA if you're a Warriors fan. When you're talking about the teams you have to keep the most amount of eye on, I mean, it would be the Clippers and Pelicans, like right there, are in that grouping. The Lakers, obviously, in that grouping. All these teams are up on the schedule coming soon. The Grizzlies, the Suns. I mean, this is all so bunched up. Right now, the 4 seed and the 10 seed are separated by 3 games. That's it. That's it. So this is high leverage basketball everywhere you look. And if you don't get it done in March, if you're unable to build the cushion that, like you said, Ray, could come undone in a 5-game road trip, if you're unable to start finding any degree of success on the road, you're going to put yourself in a position you don't want to be in, because you got the month of March to get right. And then April gives you only 4 games to play, and 3 of them are on the road. So is that a scenario where you just like, oh, yeah, there's no doubt about it. Like, that's going to be easy. Any game on the road, I don't care who it's against for the Warriors, is a slog. So you got to get right now, because April won't be waiting around to catch you.
No, they are like 9 other teams. They've run out of margin of error. And it's no more complicated than that. They're probably, you know, of the games they have left, and it's, what, 20? You know, if they're 11-9, they probably did okay. Because I don't know of anybody, with the possible exception of Phoenix, that is in a position to start pulling away. And that's only because of Durant. I still think Phoenix has some adjusting to do, figuring out who gets the ball and when and in what spots. I mean, there's some adjusting they have to do. But I think at some point, once Durant figures out what he needs to figure out, and Booker and Paul and Ayton figure it out around him, they're the likely 4.
Look,
they might even be a 3. They might catch Sacramento. They're 3 back now.
You have 4 guys who are a handful. Beyond that, Phoenix is going to start losing a concept of depth at some point here. They're not the deepest team. But last night, with Durant making his debut, they got a 105-91 win over the Hornets. Durant, 23 points, 6 rebounds, 2 assists. And this is his not only first game with Phoenix, but it's his first game of any kind since January 9th. I mean, he comes off the table. He is as rusty as he can be. I believe only had 2, like, real full contact practices with the Suns before he goes out and doesn't lead them to victory. I guess the guy who scored 37 is the one doing that. But that's what makes the Suns officially scary, right? They don't have depth, but what they will have is about a devastating 1-2 scoring punch, as you can find in Durant and Devin Booker. And then, as you were saying, they got to figure it out, right? How does it all fit? Well, who better to figure out how it all fits than a first ballot Hall of Fame, one of the greatest point guards of all time, which Chris Paul, as annoying as he is all of those things as well. And if you offered Chris Paul at this point in his career, like, hey, dude, all you got to do is run the show. The only thing you're responsible for is which blazing hot teammate to get the ball to, Booker or Durant, he'd take that deal right now. And then you got Ayton just grabbing rebounds. It's all DeAndre Ayton, you play at the rim. Kevin, you don't have to be the 5. Devin, you and Kevin Durant are basically oscillating shots down the field. And the guy who will be choosing who shoots next is one of the wisest, craftiest, veteran SOB point guards the league has ever seen.
And while it is Charlotte, last night's box score sort of explained that. Durant played less than 27 minutes, still had 23. Paul shot only 8 times, but had 11 assists. And Ayton, you know, almost fouled out, but he had 16 rebounds in 33 minutes. So that's basically how they're going to do this, because, as you said, they are profoundly undeep. So they just have to keep those guys healthy.
Yeah, they're top heavy. They are top shelf liquor. Right now, the Warriors, they're trying to get out of the well. We know that they've got talent. We know that they can basically sit around and play the weekend score with anybody in this league game. The question is, what will they do defensively? Bob Myers was on the executive show yesterday. It was JD and Guru who were in on the Steiny and Guru time slot. And here's what Bob Myers had to say about this team feeling like they have turned a corner without even two of their most important pieces back in the room yet.
Man, I hope so, because I feel like we've been in this place a few times this year, and Lucy kind of pulled the football. So I got caught up in times where I thought, this is the time. We're going to go on a... There was a moment when we lost to that, I think, Brooklyn team. I thought, even though we lost to Boston, when we went to Cleveland and won that night after losing to Boston in overtime, I thought that was going to be the beginning of something. Because even though we lost that Boston game, we played well, and we should have won that game, and it was a symbol, I thought, of what we could be. And then we kicked that Brooklyn game. I mean, obviously they took it, but I've had moments where I've thought we were turning that, and this is another one. So I do think at some point we got to sustain something.
So he's right. And I want to go back to the first moment where we thought, like, here is the first official turn the corner moment. And that's when we started keeping track of the final 35 games of the year, which started ticking. That clock started ticking, Ray, with a win over Memphis January 25th, 122-120 at Chase Center. It felt dramatic. It felt like a statement. It felt like a win over an up-and-coming, scrappy Memphis team that was playing the Warriors as hard as they were going to play anybody, because, you know, we can throw out the records when these two teams play. They don't like each other, and that's officially where it is. And we said that they needed to be great in their final remaining 18 home games, and in their 17 remaining road games, they had to at least be somewhat representative. Well, they played 9 of those 18 remaining home games, and they're 8-1. We said they needed to go at least 14-4 at home. Their 17 road games, we said they got to go at least 5-12. Well, they're 1-6 out on the road, with their only win coming in Oklahoma City since we have started tracking the final 35 games of the year. The Warriors, basically, it remains what we said. They kind of have to win out, sort of, at home, or they need to do something on the road that they have not done all year, and they're going to have a big East Coast 5-game stretch, which, by the way, is brutal. It's like 7 games and... It's 7 games in 4 days at one point.
Right? Yeah, they have a couple of doubleheaders in there.
Yeah, they really do. They got to go 19-16 in their final 35 to get to 42-40 on the year. And as we brought up with Steve, which he did not like me bringing up the last time I told it to him, in my last conversation with Steve, I heard you had a much nicer conversation with Steve than my last conversation with Steve.
He likes Whitey.
Who doesn't? To tie the 1978 Washington Bullets for the worst NBA regular season record to ever produce an NBA championship, the bottom line, the least of admission is 44 games. The Warriors need to close 21-14 in their final 35 games to reach the bare minimum entrance an NBA champion has ever allowed. And so if you think the Warriors are good enough to not only be playing against NBA history and their opponents, then I guess it doesn't matter. Just get into the playoffs, you get in as the 10 seed and start winning it all because you flip a switch. I don't think that's the way it's going to work this year. Can the Warriors win a championship? I guess so. They have more house credit built than any team I've ever covered. You can't count them out until they actually get eliminated. But man, it is... whatever you got, Golden State Warriors, you got to show it in the month of March. Here it is. There is, like you said, they're all out of tarmac. It's either time this plane flies or crashes at the end of the runway before it even gets off.
Yeah, and it's because it's true for 9 other teams, I think you're going to see a lot of we're 5th one day and we're 9th the next with all these teams. I don't think you can look at anybody and say, yeah, I know where they're going to end up.
No.
I mean, really, there's Denver, then there's Memphis. And at the other end, it's San Antonio and Houston. Everything in the middle is very much in play for everybody, not just for Golden State. And the only team that I would say is probably in deep trouble other than the Spurs and Rockets, are the Lakers. Without LeBron James for at least 3 weeks and probably more, I don't know how they win. I mean, we've seen...
It's going to take a lot of Jared Vanderbilt.
Yeah, they're going to take about four Jared Vanderbilts. I think they are more dependent on him than the Warriors are on Curry. And that's true because without Curry this year, the Warriors are 12-12. So, like I said, if they defend, then it means they're going to be okay. That will be the litmus test for me. Because they can't continue to give up 125 and 126 and hope to get 127 or 128. It's a loser's game for them. They have to be as good a defensive team as they were last year when they only averaged giving up 103.
You brought up the 12-12 record yesterday with Steve when you and Whitey talked to him, and here's what Steve had to say.
It tells me that our guys have been fighting like crazy and that they deserve a lot of credit. I know it's been a season where there's been plenty of criticism, lots of it justified, but I think it's important to see how guys have responded to the adversity, too. And we've had a lot of guys who have really stepped up and played big minutes for us and played well. Last night, yet again, another great Dante DiVincenzo performance. And, Lamb and Kuminga and Ty Jerome all coming off the bench and playing well. And we're getting... a great version of Klay Thompson. I think this is the best he's looked in the year and a half now since he returned, or whatever it is, 14 months. So we're with a lot of really positive signs, and the guys are hanging tough. You're 12-12 without Steph, and also Wiggs for, I would think, the majority of those 24 games. So it's exciting to see them do it.
I mean, let's say a few things about what Steve just copped to. Number one, a lot of the criticism is founded. He said that. Like he said, a lot of the criticism that has been put at my feet or on our mantle is not just, unreasonable fans shaking fist at clouds screaming in the air. I mean, if you want to criticize this team defensively, you've been spot on, and Steve has been one of the biggest critiques of this team's lack of defense so far this year. So he's on board with the reality check that a lot of people have been screaming about. He's also right when saying, how many NBA teams really could play 500 ball when they're down, one and a half of their best players? It feels like that's a good way to bill Steph Curry and Wiggins missing so much time.
I think you could probably say it's two of their best players.
Sure.
I mean, Wiggins has been too important, even though his year has not been up to last year's standard.
He still flashes in moments where he's...
He flashes open. In moments, and the fact that he is steady and reliable on a team that is neither.
It adds value for sure. Bob Myers was asked yesterday if there was like a chance Andrew Wiggins doesn't return to the team.
I don't think so. Look, I don't want to speak on his personal life, and I know you don't either. I know you're not asking that. I don't think that's what anybody is planning for, but we'll leave that in his own place, but as far as to answer your question the best I can, that's not the expectation. I think what you're asking is, could he remain out for a long, long time? I don't think that's happening, but I'm going to leave that alone. And hopefully when he gets back, whatever words he would like to say on it, which I don't think will be much because it's his private life, he will do. But I understand in your business you have to ask these questions and it's your job. But I also got to respect, and I think you're saying the same thing, the privacy of what he's going through.
And it's a lot. I mean, it's a lot. How do you walk on that balance beam? It's tough. I mean, he has already been away from the team longer than most people who are allowed to leave a team for personal reasons need. Again, I don't want to speculate. I don't. But normally personal reasons means there was a death in the family or there's a sick someone. And this is personal stuff. Andrew Wiggins plays it all close to the vest as it is. I mean, he is not putting his business out on Front Street really for anyone at any time. It's not his personality. He's a quiet, reserved guy. This team needs him. So the question needs to be asked. The respect needs to be paid. The privacy needs to be honored. But this is a very important piece that is missing from the puzzle in the most important month of any puzzle construction the Warriors will be facing. So it is, it's as big of a question to be asked in sports right now. Where is Andrew Wiggins? How quickly can he rejoin? We have a little clarity for the first time on Steph Curry, where it really sounds, Ray, that the back-to-back that the Warriors are starting tonight and finishing tomorrow against New Orleans are among the last couple of games Steph Curry is going to miss. It sounds like his return is imminent.
I'd go with that, except that they are so conservative medically that I could easily see this stretch out a few more games after that, because they want to make sure.
Well, they do keep buying themselves some wins. You know?
Well, they do tend, especially with somebody like Curry, who's missed chunks of time the last several years, to be maybe even more conservative than he would like them to be. They're always willing to lean in and go, yeah, you seem ready and you look ready, but we're not convinced you're ready. Relax. We'll tell you when you're ready. And he may not like it, but I think if you think it's two games, you're probably safer betting on four. And if it's four games, you're probably better off betting on six.
There's a lot of history on your side. Having said all that, I just saw some video on the 95.7 The Game, you know, social media accounts of Steph putting up shots in a basically empty gym. It looked an awful lot like Steph Curry putting up shots in an empty gym. I mean, he was moving well, landing. It all looked like his leg was not bothering him at all. So cross your fingers and hope that his return is really imminent. You know, it's what they're counting on. It's what they're hoping for. And will they rush him? Absolutely not. He's the whole damn franchise. But I'll tell you, you know, Klay Thompson is having a stretch of basketball that makes everyone feel a little bit better. Not just about the Warriors' chances this year, but Klay's chances to reemerge as the Klay Thompson that you remembered. And he just put up a scoring month in February that's among the best months of scoring he's ever had. And in his last three games alone, he's combined to score, the number is 90-something points. I wrote it down here, and of course, 96 points over his last three games. That's cooking, Klay Thompson. Keep that up. And again, Steph Curry, reemerging. Hopefully Wiggins soon, reemerging. That makes the Warriors better. And then the cherry on top, and you hope maybe you get this before the playoffs would actually begin, are a few games to go out and run with GP2. You know, you never forget how to ride a bike, you hope. But getting a couple of regular season games for him, you know, now we're deep into the wish list of what you'd like to see before the playoffs start. Curry back, Wiggins back, GP2 reemerges. It was a fascinating moment. A fascinating moment for this team and what it could mean to actually be in the Western Conference Finals again. I mean, it would be insane if they were actually able to do that. And then what that would set up. I mean, we got some legacy-defining moments right around the corner for this franchise. And then the ripple effect could be massive one way or the other. Like, it all stays together or it all might just start fall apart. Law Murray, who is one of the best Clippers beat writers out there, joins us in about an hour from now when we come on back. Are you believing? The Warriors about to turn it on and get it done and give us a march to remember? Or do you think the run is about to end? 888-957-9570. Where is your heart on the Golden State Warriors? Ray has no heart. He certainly brings one into the studio because he's a living sentient being, but he will not be gushing for the Warriors one way or the other. Which way is your heart gushing for the Warriors? It's about to happen? Or no, you don't think it is about to happen? 888-957-9570. So much to get into. We got a little baseball, a pitch clock. Oh, yeah. Lots of things are changing. It's good to be back. Damon and Ratto here on 95.7 The Game. And remember, Warriors Live starts tonight at 6 o'clock. It's a huge back-to-back. In the meantime, we're brought to you by Fremont Bank. Full-service banking, no compromises.
Now back to Damon and Ratto on 95.7 The Game.
Oh, and it's actually the two of us for the first time in a long time. It's good to be back with you. It truly is. Thank you so much for tuning in. Warriors Live is starting at 6 o'clock tonight. Clippers in town tonight. Pelicans in town tomorrow. It is a big back-to-back coming up on 95.7 The Game. Warriors Live is brought to you by Xfinity. Supercharge your home with supersonic Wi-Fi, unbeatable internet only from Xfinity. Somebody here says, you know, it's obvious the Warriors' legacy has already been defined. It's hard enough to make a championship, let alone, you know, keep winning it and the very difficult back-to-back. There's no shame if the Warriors don't win the championship this year. Well, absolutely. I mean, there is no shame. But the reward, if they did... I mean, you can't say, look at it this way. Everything we know about this team now has been defined. If they are to add even another banner, another ring, what it means for all involved is massive. There's no way you can say, well, you know, there's nothing left to see here. And whether they win more or not from here on out, it doesn't matter. No, that's not how sports works. The more you win, the more you matter historically than other teams. I mean, I don't think that that takes an awful lot of explaining, should it, Ray?
No, this is not about legacy. Their legacy's built. This is about how much polish you want to put on it. And more importantly, they just want to win again. You know, it's probably not even about history for them. They liked the feeling last year, and they would like to see how close they can come to feeling it again. There are a few things as high as a parade. Just ask the Kansas City Chiefs. I mean, they were drunk for all of it, which is about as high as you can be. But that's really what this is. This is about their competitors. They've won before. They want to win again. And the history will take care of itself. So it's not really, you know... Outside, sure, if you want to make this a legacy thing, fine. But it isn't really. It's they're in the middle of something that they think they can win, and they would like to see how well they can do against the standard that they set themselves.
If you're a poker player, you want to win as many poker hands as possible.
Yeah, you'd like to bust the table in about five hands if you can.
The Warriors spent much of the early run-up to this dynasty winning with pocket aces, and they didn't even need the flop, the river, the nothing. Like, they were just omnipotent. They were that much better than everyone else. And ironically, in the year where they were 73 games better than the league has ever been, they lose. So, sports are cruel. When it looks like something's about to happen and then doesn't happen. Last year, it looked like they weren't about to win a championship, and then it did happen. And it was legacy-defining. Their first title in the post-Kevin Durant era, which somebody here also said, you know what you need in the first round? You need Warriors and Suns in the first round. I see it the other way. Wherever the Warriors end up, I hope they're on the opposite side of the bracket from the Phoenix Suns. Because, Ray, could you even imagine? And again, we want to live in the moment here. But just follow me into basketball nirvana for a minute here. Could you even imagine if it was Warriors versus Suns in the Western Conference Finals? I mean, the storylines that most morning shows, most TV shows have to make up wouldn't need to even be fluffed with imagination. It would be that big of a setup. It would be that big of a preamble going into it. I mean, it would be as large of a turn in the road of a legacy series games as you have in recent NBA history. It's one of the all-time forks in the road. You'd either have Steph, Clay, Draymond all playing for a fifth NBA title and back-to-back championships post-Kevin Durant. Kerr would have a shot to win, you know, to join the five-timer club as a coach. He's already in the five-timer club as a player. If you have 10 NBA championship rings, you're Bill Russell. I mean, that's insane. It's insane. What is still out there for this team? And again, if you really want to get bonkers, really want to get bonkers, you want to get nuts? Well, you can't get to a sixth title without a fifth. and six titles for any one player or group of three guys playing together is Jordan-esque. You're the modern Chicago Bulls. You are unapproachable in criticism. You stack up well historically against the entire history the league has ever delivered. It's one of the biggest numbers in the NBA. Six championships? And again, you got to get to five before you get to six. But that's
yeah, this is not living in the moment.
No, it's not. But when you see what is on the line here, when you see how important this all starts to get, I mean, four rings has delivered this team to history. Five pushes you even further. You get to six. Well, that's it. All your critics can forever just kiss your rear end forever. Anyone who wants to say what you aren't is wrong forever. I don't think Jordan's Bulls were very good. Okay, shut up. You're wrong forever. You know, it doesn't matter what you think at that point.
But that's true of the Warriors now.
It is, I mean, but it only becomes more true. In a world that is constantly saying, what have you done for me lately? In a world that is looking to move past any degree of, you know, Tom Brady, we can't wait to get rid of him. We've seen him win too much. We want the next. To sustain excellence in modern sports, it's harder to do in this era than in any other era in the history of sports.
Except in the NBA, where it's still, it's a sport for dynasts. I mean, it's always been, you know, there have been teams that have dominated decades. Right. And that goes back to the 50s.
Right. You got two teams that have won a third of the championships, basically.
Yeah. But I mean, it's just, but it's the one exception to that. It's hard to repeat in the NFL. It's even harder to repeat in the NHL. Baseball, you know, the Yankees of the old days are gone. But the NBA is the one place where you can win and win again and keep winning if you're good enough. That said, the Warriors have already cleared that bar, and anybody who feels differently is, well, they're wrong. The only question right now is, what are you doing about right now? And the whole idea that this is about their legacy, frankly, you know, if you want to start thinking about five and six, go ahead. But they've already established who they are.
Of course.
All they're doing now is repainting the room.
Right. But if you're Klay Thompson, you're also saying, look at my ring drawer, and I'm not cracking the top 75 list? Well, then someone's got my legacy wrong. So you need to see more? Okay, yes, SOBs, here comes more.
And and in 25 years, when they make it the top 100 list, he'll be on it.
Guaranteed. There's no doubt. So let's take the ripple effect of what a championship could mean this year. We'll just start with Draymond Green. Draymond Green is not only looking at that point, I think, to exercise his player option to stay, the Warriors are exercising all negotiations to extend him. You can't walk away from a guy who's just won a fifth championship. The Bob Myers situation. Where does this Bob Myers situation go? By the way, this was the very first show months ago to start talking about this. Like, there's something going on here. The fact that something hasn't been agreed to already means there is indeed something going on in the world of keeping this all together. The chances of the Warriors staying together or being pulled apart increase or decrease greatly in the next 30 days. Welcome to the month of March. It's as big a month as this team has faced in the Steve Kerr era. It truly is. Does it all keep going? Does it all stay together? Can Steve keep it taped together with scotch tape, duct tape, crazy glue, however this needs to be kept together? Or does it begin to fall apart? Here it is. Like, this is one of those moments in times that I think is a fork in the road.
Well, every game at this point, because of the situation they've put themselves in and the teams around them put themselves in, every game is its own set of silverware. I mean, because every game they play is part of a much bigger tapestry. The sheer chaotic joy of having 10 teams fighting for basically 8 spots is going to be hilarious. You know, strap in. Here's where the fun comes. I mean, they're just, when you have to look not just at what your team did, but what everybody else did? How does it get better? More teams in, the merrier.
Did you feel that way when the expanded playoffs were presented? Because I know I didn't.
No, I didn't either, but this is more than just the expanded playoffs. This is not about teams fighting for 7 through 10. It's about teams fighting for 4 through 13. I mean, that's how compressed this is. I mean, we had Amin El-Hassan on earlier in the week. He said he's never seen anything like it, and he's been in the league for forever. You know, this is one of the rarest, you know, top to bottom standings, not just in Western Conference history or even NBA history, in sports history. You don't have this many teams involved in something this late. Usually teams start dropping off by now. And the only two teams that have dropped off are teams that were trying to lose from the start.
When you were driving the show, how did you toss to the top of the hour station identification? How did you toss to yourself?
2 hours to getting out of here.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Now back to Damon and Ratto on 95.7 The Game.
Oh, and it's actually the two of us for the first time in a long time. It's good to be back with you. It truly is. Thank you so much for tuning in. Warriors Live is starting at 6 o'clock tonight. Clippers in town tonight. Pelicans in town tomorrow. It is a big back-to-back coming up on 95.7 The Game. Warriors Live is brought to you by Xfinity. Supercharge your home with supersonic Wi-Fi. Unbeatable internet only from Xfinity. Somebody here says, you know, it's obvious the Warriors' legacy has already been defined. It's hard enough to make a championship, let alone, you know, keep winning it and the very difficult back-to-back. There's no shame if the Warriors don't win the championship this year. Well, absolutely. I mean, there is no shame, but the reward if they did. I mean, you can't say, look at it this way. Everything we know about this team now has been defined. If they are to add even another banner, another ring, what it means for all involved is massive. There's no way you can say, well, you know, there's nothing left to see here. And whether they win more or not from here on out, it doesn't matter. No, that's not how sports works. The more you win, the more you matter historically than other teams. I mean, I don't think that takes an awful lot of explaining, should it, Ray?
No, this is not about legacy. Their legacy's built. This is about how much polish you want to put on it. And more importantly, they just want to win again. You know, it's probably not even about history for them. They liked the feeling last year, and they would like to see how close they can come to feeling it again. There are a few things as high as a parade. Just ask the Kansas City Chiefs. I mean, they were drunk for all of it, which is about as high as you can be. But that's really what this is. This is about their competitors. They've won before. They want to win again. And the history will take care of itself. So it's not really, you know, outside, sure, if you want to make this a legacy thing, fine. But it isn't really. It's they're in the middle of something that they think they can win, and they would like to see how well they can do against the standard that they set themselves.
If you're a poker player, you want to win as many poker hands as possible.
Yeah, you'd like to bust the table in about five hands if you can.
The Warriors spent much of the early run-up to this dynasty winning with pocket aces, and they didn't even need the flop, the river, the nothing. Like, they were just omnipotent. They were that much better than everyone else. And ironically, in the year where they were 73 games better than the league has ever been, they lose. So sports are cruel. When it looks like something's about to happen and then doesn't happen. Last year, it looked like they weren't about to win a championship, and then it did happen. And it was legacy-defining. Their first title in the post-Kevin Durant era, which somebody here also said, you know what you need in the first round? You need Warriors and Suns in the first round. I see it the other way. Wherever the Warriors end up, I hope they're on the opposite side of the bracket from the Phoenix Suns. Because, Ray, could you even imagine? And again, we want to live in the moment here. But just follow me into basketball nirvana for a minute here. Could you even imagine if it was Warriors versus Suns in the Western Conference Finals? I mean, the storylines that most morning shows, most TV shows have to make up wouldn't need to even be fluffed with imagination. It would be that big of a setup. It would be that big of a preamble going into it. I mean, it would be as large of a turn in the road of a legacy series games as you have in recent NBA history. It's one of the all-time forks in the road. You'd either have Steph, Clay, Draymond all playing for a fifth NBA title and back-to-back championships post-Kevin Durant. Kerr would have a shot to win, you know, to join the five-timer club as a coach. He's already in the five-timer club as a player. If you have 10 NBA championship rings, you're Bill Russell. I mean, that's insane. It's insane. What is still out there for this team? And again, if you really want to get bonkers, you want to get nuts? Well, you can't get to a sixth title without a fifth. And six titles for any one player or group of three guys playing together is Jordan-esque. You're the modern Chicago Bulls. You are unapproachable in criticism. You stack up well historically against the entire history the league has ever delivered. It's one of the biggest numbers in the NBA. Six championships? And again, you got to get to five before you get to six. But that's
this is not living in the moment.
No, it's not. But when you see what is on the line here, when you see how important this all starts to get, I mean, four rings has delivered this team to history. Five pushes you even further. You get to six. Well, that's it. All your critics can forever just kiss your rear end forever. Anyone who wants to say what you aren't is wrong forever. I don't think Jordan's Bulls were very good. Okay, shut up. You're wrong forever. You know, it doesn't matter what you think at that point.
But that's true of the Warriors now.
It is, I mean, but it only becomes more true. In a world that is constantly saying, what have you done for me lately? In a world that is looking to move past any degree of, you know, Tom Brady, we can't wait to get rid of him. We've seen him win too much. We want the next. To sustain excellence in modern sports, it's harder to do in this era than in any other era in the history of sports.
Except in the NBA, where it's still, it's a sport for dynasts. I mean, it's always been, you know, there have been teams that have dominated decades. Right. And that goes back to the 50s.
Right, you got two teams that have won a third of the championships, basically.
Yeah, but I mean, it's just, but it's the one exception to that. It's hard to repeat in the NFL. It's even harder to repeat in the NHL. Baseball, you know, the Yankees of the old days are gone. But the NBA is the one place where you can win and win again and keep winning if you're good enough. That said, the Warriors have already cleared that bar, and anybody who feels differently is, well, they're wrong. The only question right now is, what are you doing about right now? And the whole idea that this is about their legacy, frankly, you know, if you want to start thinking about five and six, go ahead. But they've already established who they are.
Of course.
All they're doing now is repainting the room.
Right. But if you're Klay Thompson, you're also saying, look at my ring drawer, and I'm not cracking the top 75 list? Well, then someone's got my legacy wrong. So you need to see more? Okay, yes, so B's, here comes more.
And in 25 years, when they make it the top 100 list, he'll be on it.
Guaranteed. There's no doubt. So let's take the ripple effect of what a championship could mean this year. We'll just start with Draymond Green. Draymond Green is not only looking at that point, I think, to exercise his player option to stay, the Warriors are exercising all negotiations to extend him. You can't walk away from a guy who's just won a fifth championship. The Bob Myers situation. Where does this Bob Myers situation go? By the way, this was the very first show months ago to start talking about this. Like, there's something going on here. The fact that something hasn't been agreed to already means there is indeed something going on in the world of keeping this all together. The chances of the Warriors staying together or being pulled apart increase or decrease greatly in the next 30 days. Welcome to the month of March. It's as big a month as this team has faced in the Steve Kerr era. It truly is. It truly is. Does it all keep going? Does it all stay together? Can Steve keep it taped together with scotch tape, duct tape, crazy glue, however this needs to be kept together? Or does it begin to fall apart? Here it is. Like, this is one of those moments in times that I think is a fork in the road.
Well, every game at this point, because of the situation they've put themselves in and the teams around them put themselves in, every game is its own set of silverware. I mean, because every game they play is part of a much bigger tapestry. The sheer chaotic joy of having 10 teams fighting for basically 8 spots is going to be hilarious. You know, strap in. Here's where the fun comes. I mean, they're just, when you have to look not just at what your team did, but what everybody else did, how does it get better? More teams in, the merrier.
Did you feel that way when the expanded playoffs were presented? Because I know I didn't.
No, I didn't either, but this is more than just the expanded playoffs. This is not about teams fighting for 7 through 10. It's about teams fighting for 4 through 13. I mean, that's how compressed this is. I mean, we had Amin El-Hassan on earlier in the week. He said he's never seen anything like it, and he's been in the league for forever. You know, this is one of the rarest, you know, top to bottom standings, not just in Western Conference history or even NBA history, in sports history. You don't have this many teams involved in something this late. Usually teams start dropping off by now. And the only two teams that have dropped off are teams that were trying to lose from the start.
When you were driving the show, how did you toss to the top of the hour station identification? How did you toss to yourself?
2 hours to getting out of here.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.